feel like you just kept lip balm. You can keep that lip balm. Lanny just put my lip balm on. She says she's not sick anymore, but you were literally sick 4 days ago. I think it lingers.
Lippy balm is now mine.
Yeah, the Drunk Elephant lip balm is yours. You can take it. My kids are obsessed with that brand. Great job marketing Drunk Elephant. Honestly, those bold, punchy colors, every kid knows about this brand.
That's interesting. Life. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know about beauty stuff.
Right. Oh, just God, you just ruined my book. Honestly, no, Lan, I can't bring you anywhere. It's okay. And you're wiping it with your sweatshirt. It's okay. Don't worry. It's just water. It's
we're
okay.
Good. It's okay. Okay. So we're back in these positions, which I think I'm happy with.
Yeah. I actually do like this. I said I didn't. Yeah, don't put that there. I said I didn't like this spot, but I actually think I do.
Oh, well, I'm glad we sorted that out.
We got to try the mic stands. I got to buy those. I keep on forgetting.
What up?
I said you wanted to try it, and I keep forgetting to buy
That's okay. You're a busy man, but I can also buy them off Amazon.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. You know what else?
Well, why don't I just do that? But what you just have to tell me the ones. We'll look at it after.
There's ones that can like attach to like your bookshelf, technically. Like they have like a little clamp on them, or you can get like a big stand one, but there's limited space on the side. So we'll figure it out.
I don't know if people really care about that.
Other who?
About the microphone stands.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Because you're not in my position, hence why you're happy in your corner. I am, as we talked about.
I think actually you have a better corner because the light from the window is...
I'm not talking about looks, babe. That's a secondary thing.
You're talking about sound.
Clearly I don't care about my looks these days. I'm talking about the positioning. I get criticized a lot. I'm not great on the mic because I have to do the, you know, the pivoting.
Do people say stuff to you?
Yeah. Laura gave me great feedback. She said, I've been trying. This takes effort.
Yeah.
To hold it here and go here. You don't do that.
Well, cause you go.
You just go like this. Yeah. Like I'm talking to Ryan. It's pretty easy being Ryan or you.
I think you're just very handsy too. You talk a lot with your hands.
That's annoying. When I heard back last week, I was like, If that is what I sound like every week, I told you, I was speaking extra fast last week. It was a mile a minute. I couldn't understand myself.
I think that's just your cadence. No, you speak very fast. That is your cadence. You get like excited. Excited.
How do people understand what I'm saying?
I don't know if they
do. It's like a baby, you know, when like you're around a baby and you get like, oh, my baby just said dad or whatever. And you're just like, oh no, it didn't.
But yeah. Wesley's like, and you're like, oh, he just asked to pass the rice. Yeah. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. He speaks like a pterodactyl on like.
Maybe then I just understand your voice.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. We've been together doing this for a long time. So yeah, you understand it. But
when you run your mouth and you're like, I'm like, oh, she just said.
I do think that you're like one of the funniest human beings on planet Earth though.
Ryan, honestly,
what a compliment.
That is the nicest thing.
You bring the entertainment to the podcast for
that's
sure.
Really nice to say, because I was just on the DBT call for an hour before this and I was like, okay, it's really weird this shit that I'm doing and what you're going through. Like when you look inwards, like you always hear people say that in movies and things, like, oh, like put in the work and you'll get out the work. Like I never understood what that meant. Honestly, I didn't understand what that meant to like look, search inwards, figure out like I got a lot of shit down there that I just had no idea about. So these therapy calls, it's like, I can't explain it. I just basically cried though for an hour in a good way. We practiced breathing for me, which I think is going to be really good. We addressed that I need to slow down, but it's a lot about me. As much as I think I'm great, I do fucking hate myself. I hate myself. I feel guilty all day long about shit. I do. And for whatever reason, to hear something like that, that's so nice, Ryan. And I am going to focus more on the good now. And fuck yes. Good.
Yeah, if you just let it all go, I honestly think that you could be the funniest person on the podcast.
So maybe fuck the workout class and you could be a stand-up comedian. I think stand-up comedians also deal with a lot
No. You just took this and shot it down a very dark hole. I would be, last night, okay, we went to this gala last night and Dave, who we had on the podcast, it was for Shelter Movers. It was amazing. And he did it was a silent auction, but it's not silent. No, that's not a silent auction. How was I called a silent auction?
No, it was an auction. There was a silent auction
that
with a
different
table.
What was he doing?
He was doing a live auction.
Thank you. Sorry, a live auction. So everyone had their things. And to me, he had to get up there and he raised how much? He like 100 grand
in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. He ran his mouth. First of all, he speaks faster than me. But
yep.
I was in my seat cringing. What he had to do asking people for money like that, I was like, like but he did it. And it was so impressive. It was a skill that I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here on the gala with Dave. What was it?
You were talking about fast. I guess, well, there was a lot you just covered, but I think the fast talking was the connection about how he talks very quickly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And he was. It was like the craziest thing I've ever seen. He was running his mouth. And in 5 minutes, $100,000 later, and me like
sweating
for him.
It was impressive. I was like,
wow.
He is incredible.
There's something to that, though. It's interesting when seeing other people bid. I'm going to bid. It's cool. There's a psychology behind it 100%.
You feel the pressure. And I think he raised more in that 5 minutes than the whole silent auction table did. I'm making that up. I don't know for a fact.
I love when you do shit like that.
Yeah. Round up. But can we just go back? Because I feel said something that you just kind of like touched on quickly.
Okay.
But you were like, I don't like myself right now. You were like, I don't feel good about myself right now.
Well, I just carry a lot of guilt in my life is what I realized. I carry a lot of guilt. This form of therapy too, you have to just like kind of, it's behavioral. So you look at the things and the why is there, but it's like, it's just, I haven't even started
the
therapy yet. You haven't
even scratched the surface.
No, it's like we like talk and learn. Anyways, it's very interesting and—
You got a lot going on, but I think what Ryan did, which was give you a compliment. Okay, so this is a really big thing. And I try to do this once in my day. I feel like I told you this. You don't know what shit people are going through. You really don't. And I honestly, the biggest feedback that I get from people about your whole situation was like, they had no fucking clue. They had no fucking clue what you were going through.
Good or bad?
No, I think it's just, listen, it's life. It's social media. You're running a business. You're a busy mom. Like, I think it's just people's perceptions. And I think when people can relate to you, because I think so many people probably feel the way that you do. They don't feel great. They've got issues. Something's not right in their life. They're upset about something, whatever. They're going through something. Like, to pay a person a compliment in a day means nothing. Whether it's
that's
like,
your move.
That is literally, I told you that I do that once a day. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be like a kid. It could be your coffee server at Starbucks.
Like, you're just like,
I love
hey,
your nails. You look great today. That was so nice.
Question. Are they real compliments?
Yes.
So you don't say, okay.
No,
so when you
can't
told
lie.
Me, oh, I was lying. You told me to do it. And I was like, okay, Lauren said to do this. Like, I feel like this would be like a good thing to do. Like, make me feel good. Like, you know, you're so impressionable. You try to do what other people do to make you feel better. I'm like, that honestly, always giving back should make you feel good.
Right.
Except when you do it and you're lying. So I was like, every day I'm going to do this. And I'd see someone, I'm like, your dress is so lovely, ma'am. And I walk away. I'm like, it's the fucking ugliest dress I've ever seen. I'm like, that didn't feel good. Or I'd be like, and I was, no, the thing is, it felt good because I think that person still thought it was a compliment. Like, that girl thought I liked her dress, but I didn't. It was the ugliest goddamn dress I've ever seen. Mm. Or like someone with like wacky hair, I'd be like, nice, bold choice.
Yikes. Well, if Lanny throws you a compliment, guys, watch out.
That's what I'm saying.
It is not genuine.
So that's why I learned maybe to, you know, at the end of the day, you still don't know what's going on in that other person's head, to your point. That's still a compliment landing on yours. You can't go wrong.
Like, you literally walked in the door. You're like, that's the nicest shirt on you. I'm like, is it? Am I?
I feel like you know when
I'm lying.
Where's
the truth? I do. Well, I feel like you don't lie to me.
Yeah.
You're like too honest.
You're like, please stop.
You're too forthcoming.
I'm like, and then my underwear. And I had to, you're like, okay. That's also what I'm learning, actually. All these learnings recently with
underwear?
Me. No, but just like with like, I love to tell everyone everything. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
you are an
open
book.
It serves everyone else very well.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think Ryan thinks you're so funny. You are an open book.
But that's a bad thing. You think I should let it go even more and just go rogue? No, I feel like I've got to.
I think that's just how you are, though. I don't think.
But I feel like there's a time and a place for things, and I don't know that. Mm.
You're learning boundaries.
Boundaries, yeah. But like, is this a safe? No, this is not a safe space.
A lot of people listen to this podcast.
Like, there's your personal life where I get like you don't want to overshare. Yeah. But if you were just to like lean into being a like a media podcast personality, like the sky's the limit for your
oh my
humor.
God. I feel like though, truthfully, Ryan, as much as I take this compliment in a vulnerable time in my life, it's kind of like when your mom is like, you look great today, because like you are the producer, director,
no,
and mastermind.
I feel like
of
Ryan
our,
wouldn't say it though if no. it wasn't
know,
but, true.
But he's on my team. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I think he's an honest
guy. He's not my dad. He's not my mom like, in this situation.
I've gone and recorded with a bunch of people who want to start a podcast, and it's just, they were awful. Like, they're brutal. Kind of like, you know, but like you guys just immediately stepped in. Like, you were just like the perfect Like, the fact that you weren't a journalist before was, like, shocking. And then, like...
Are you sure that Lauren wasn't?
Because I was striving to be one.
Yeah.
She still is. I am if one. You can't tell. Yeah. This is the morning
show. I have
show.
Notes for today's podcast after this. Oh, Lanny was like, what are these things you sent me? I'm like, it's called prep work.
I haven't looked.
It's called prep work.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah. It's a good balance. I think if there was two of me or two of you, it just wouldn't work. This is why it works.
Yep.
And we just hit, like, Ryan was like, you guys hit a major number.
What?
We hit over 50,000 downloads and we've only been...
What does that mean?
It means 50,000 people have downloaded your podcast.
All of them collab, like all of them together?
Yeah.
Like,
is that... I have no idea. Is that a lot? Is that a little... Like, I just have no idea.
That's a big number.
Ryan said it was a
50,000.
Lot. Yeah. And Concy's friend who works at... I think she works at Instagram. I don't know where she works, but she was able to like see like some back ends of our numbers because I guess she's like interested in our podcast. And she's like, they actually rank like... pretty decently for a small podcast.
Nice
podcast
guys.
That has no like you guys don't do any promotion at all.
I would say that has no purpose. A podcast with not a purpose.
Like, we're not like part of Dear Media or anything. And listen, we're part of RTF Productions and we do pretty good.
I was hoping you'd be wearing merch today, but
I know he's wearing merch last week.
I was
week.
Also hoping you'd gift us a hat that I could wear.
All right.
And it was like trucker hat style. I had a whole vision. I was like, maybe I'll take my hair down.
Ooh, we'll make us one and we can wear it on the next podcast.
I'm too cheap. I only bought one hat, but.
Package deal, Ryan. Come on.
I feel like you have to get more. It's cheaper. We know this for manufacturing. You get more and the price comes down.
I know. I just wasn't ready to order 50 hats
you know
for
one
employee.
Figure out for your landscaping biz, like a shirt that doesn't give you a dumb tan.
No,
that's
but
called a long sleeve.
Oh, but then in the neck tan and a turtleneck.
Well, then you got to wear one of the hats with the thing that comes
that's
down.
That's why they wear that. That's to protect the neck.
Yeah.
I've always had a farmer's tan. Always.
Not the best.
Oh, you came in with one the other 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, like, look at my arm. Like,
no,
my arms
getting
right
tanned,
now.
Okay, but listen, getting tan is a good look in the summer. So let's just, like, make this better for everyone.
Oh,
like,
go,
get
shirt,
your whole
go shirtless.
Arm going. That's
go shirtless.
Even get your whole arm going a bit. Like, it's more... it's more about, like... the, like
I just don't look that good with my shirt off. Like,
I was going to say, a shirtless Lance. I mean, that could be your marketing thing. It's like you only hire guys who come shirtless.
I don't have a dream body. Like, I don't
think it's about that.
It's not about that. That's a unique marketing standpoint.
Well, a lot of people think it's unprofessional.
I mean, is it? There were some guys next. Remember those hot guys next door who came? They were shirtless.
Those guys
were
hot.
No?
I think so. I could also see them.
Just been married for too long.
Like, they were just like, they were so far away, it seemed like.
They weren't. They were very good. That's like that, the weather, was it that weather person who would do topless weather updates?
I guess.
She became, Benji actually said, because I just launched my cooking thing, and he was like, you should, because I was like, how can I kind of stand out? You know, there's so many people.
Topless cooking.
No, he was like, I was like, I could be like the new naked chef. And he was like, imagine your OnlyFans page was like a cooking naked. He's like, you could actually make so much money.
That's funny. You're not going to do that. But what you could do is like in front of the pictures, always have two very lol dishes or like always
naked.
Like Austin Powers style. It's the best part of the movie. You know what he's like pouring the coffee.
Like an eggplant, like, an eggplant.
Every dish would be like covering you somewhere. It would just be like avocado toast or like, it'd be so funny. Everyone would watch. It would just be so good. Or we could just awesome power things like that with all the different.
What would
roots?
My kids say? My kids already are like, what do you do now? I'm like,
what do you do?
I'm like, I run a media company.
That's what you say.
Yeah. Yeah. I big us up, obviously. Because they're like, what do you, and I want them to.
I literally am like, I'm like, I'm an employee. I don't know what I say.
Right.
Because like on these forms, it's like, do you run a business? I'm like, They're like, do you work? I'm like, do you, I'm like, I've been trying to slow down. I don't know what
you
to
say that.
No,
and like,
I don't
instead
know
of
what
checking
to say
a box,
no. I'm
like, it's
like,
other.
I'm still like CEO of Andy and Red.
Yeah, no, you say you're running a media company.
That's all what you say, I guess.
It is. I had a call yesterday with one of Romy's friends for like a school.
A media company.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you can say you run a media company?
A media and content company. We do. We put out content and media.
Ryan, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
That was like my first, you know me and over exaggerating, my first job out of university, I was an account executive. So when people asked me what I did.
You're an accountant?
Nope. Said I was an executive. You're crazy.
This feels like a passion to me. This feels like a passion
project. I think you got to big yourself up. You got to just big yourself up. you got to put out that you are bigger than you are. Like, I think with my thing that I like, the cooking Instagram thing that I just launched, I think I'm going to be the biggest thing. I screen grab the first 12 people to follow me on TikTok, and I'm going to give them a first copy of my signed cookbook. I'm like, you guys are amazing.
That's amazing.
You got to put it out there. I'm like, I don't want to put it out there that I'm just going to be some small little thing, or that we're going to be a small podcast. True. We are, in my mind, like we're going to be the biggest thing.
Okay. Yeah. I love that attitude. And I love that for you.
Yeah.
I think that that's really important.
Lanny's like, we'll note that in my DBT conversation.
Things to work on. Being positive. Thinking big. No, I care. Dream big, yeah, babe. I honestly, there's the fact that we are in this transitional stage. Yes. The fact that you can do something. It's so nice to see you doing something you're very passionate about.
Thanks, Lance.
You know, like, yeah, the cooking thing has always been something. There's like 1,000 different versions of how you wanted to see this through. And it's so exciting that you get to like do this. You get to post. Like, I'm just like glad that you got to feel in your groove with it again. Cause this has been weird. And, you know, so much of the business has changed so much, but like, I'm glad it's back up and running. Those Thanks, recipes Annie. Are great. We talked about that Big Mac sauce.
Yeah.
I was obviously too lazy to do it. So I just went to McDonald's. Listen. I got the Big Mac, but it was, you know, I didn't
You'll
eat
get
it.
There.
I got the sauce, but
you'll get there. Yeah. You'll get there with the recipes. It's good. You know what I realized? So, cause I also started TikTok, cause I'm like, well, everybody gets big.
How are you feeling about TikTok?
Okay. So TikTok's a real fucked up place. Instagram, I find like everyone generally for now, again, I don't have like a zillion followers, but everyone's like very nice, very supportive. TikToks, it's like the freaks come out. Oh, and God. I literally have like 4 followers, but like, there's already trolls. I like posted one recipe. No, literally, I posted one recipe. It was like high protein. It was like the cottage cheese waffles or whatever. And someone's like, bitch, like how much fucking.
No, they didn't say bitch.
But she was like, you think these are high protein? She's like, you're saying it's a lot, but that doesn't sound. I'm like, all right. And then someone came to my defense and was like, chill. They're like, I think she means. I was like, honestly, guys. Like,
it's interesting what's out there. And that TikTok has every walk of life.
Wow.
Every walk of life in TikTok. I know. That. Do you remember when, okay, obviously when COVID was going on, I thought I was going to be a TikTok star when I was like in the thick of it.
Oh,
I was making videos.
But you were so good.
I
was the original Lindsay Girk. You know, that girl who's like,
don't say the original. I did one of her things. I copied it. Remember for the podcast.
You were the second Lindsay Girk. Yeah. But that's still a pretty good number.
There was one TikTok that blew up for me.
It was so good.
It was just something about the gender of my baby. It was like something on trend. It was like, do, 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 do. You know, when people point with the fingers, they're like, do.
Oh, yeah.
Do, do, do. And it was like, having a third baby. Shut up. Don't ask me if it's a girl. You're annoying. And it was like that. But yeah. It was in a cute outfit. And it was like, and for whatever reason, it went viral. People came. Oh, no, it wasn't that. I did a whole video on how to conceal your bump before people know. This is what went blow.
Oh.
I was like, oh, do this. Wear an oversized shirt. Like, drink a smoothie. Like, something so stupid. Like, right. You're ready to go.
People
and everyone's
came
like,
after you.
Why would you conceal your pregnancy? Like, it was, and then people came after that person. And it was threads on threads. I'm like, this is what people have time to do?
Yeah. It's kind of entertaining, though.
This is what slowing down is.
You know what?
Not interested.
People, well, that I feel like, listen, that is a little controversial. I know you didn't mean it to be controversial. It was like in the first 3 months when people are superstitious and they don't want to come out with it.
Someone's like, I think that she's Jewish and doesn't want to tell her community
yet. That's actually very
true.
Yeah.
And also someone's like, maybe she's miscarried, yeah, which was true.
Yeah.
So like, to your point, you never know what's happened.
Never know.
But like, fucking trolls. I admire someone has a time to go through, sorry, your 4 followers, but a random person's, how do they even find you?
I don't actually know.
You're sitting there like, who has time to do that? Like, I just, maybe at a 2 a.m. scroll, I would have time to do that.
Yeah. I can sometimes go in a deep dark hole, but
TikTok
I would never
is
comment.
Really good for, okay, the comments, the all that. When you can use TikTok, I love these tools when they are like the most amazing devices. Like, oh, I need to like, shave my,
yeah.
I don't know what I was about to say,
face.
But if I need to shave my face,
we did talk about that with the podcast with V. It's totally normal.
Or
shaving
if
your face
I just
is
need
good.
To do a weird hack that I don't know how to do, or I want to see someone cute and young do it, looking good, or I don't know anything. It's just it's a
search engine.
What would you have done when you were younger? Go look in the encyclopedia.
On how to shave your face?
I had an encyclopedia. We had a library. Yeah,
the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah. So you'd go and you'd be like, oh, I've never heard that word.
Yeah.
That's what we were dealing with as kids. Look what our kids are doing.
I know.
They're literally like shaving their face, their boxes, and having sex online.
They can look anything. I actually had Romy, because she stopped doing TikTok, and I had her rejoin TikTok to tell me of like trends, music, viral recipes.
You're gonna kill you, bully.
I have one.
She's like, mom, I need a break. You're like, get back on. Ren's recipe is up.
She's my new executive assistant. Yeah, she's an executive.
Hire internally.
Yeah, keep it within the family. Well, yeah, I actually also do really like TikTok for searching like beauty trends. I feel like that's
things,
a really good
hacks,
one.
Tricks, yeah. Information.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. It's like Pinterest, but actionable. I do love it for that. Mm. And then there's so many cuties on, like, just like seeing what these kids in LA do. I'm like, wait, sorry. When did this group of like 12 very good looking, like 18 year olds get to do this dance and all they do is pranks all day?
12. They're like 18. They're like 12. They're so young.
I follow older kids.
I know. I follow like my kids' friends and they're like, on today's haul, try this drunk elephant. I'm like, whoa.
I think I need to help
And then I
you.
Buy it. Like I was just influenced by an 8 year old.
If you're ever bored, go on me and my brother's TikTok. We get roasted on there. Like people calling us fat. I got like death threats the other day for saying the Florida Panthers were an irrelevant hockey team. Like,
ooh, that's
yeah. We just blew up on there, and you're right. Like we get slaughtered
crazy.
In the comments.
So fun.
What's your account, Rye?
Talking Buds.
Talking Buds.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Leafs? You excited?
I don't want. You
can't talk about it.
No, they drive me.
Everyone hates them now. Everyone likes them, but hates them. Everyone's like, anyone that knows hockey. This is me who knows nothing about hockey. But my trainer, he loves hockey. And he loves the Leafs, but he hates the Leafs because they're useless. But he wants them to win. But he's like, they just can't because they don't try hard enough.
He just sounds like me. Like,
they don't try hard enough. They don't play like a team.
Yeah.
They don't care. They got paid and now they're just playing.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Oh. You already sound like an expert.
You could be a guest on
Talking
Buds. All
I did was regurgitate exactly what he told me. I hate hockey. I think it's so boring.
Mm. I like the playoffs. They're fun.
I mean, I went to the game.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have fun. It's a fun sport.
I love live sports. I don't love watching sports, but any live game is so much fun. Remember,
basketball is like 1,000 times better than any other sport live, even football, anything.
Yeah.
Basketball is just like, the rap music is on. I even love the guy with his flag.
It is fun.
Like, it's just the energy in there is good. There's so many wags.
It's different.
You get to see everyone up close, you know, like.
Remember when we went to your brother's, so Lanny's youngest brother went to University of Texas and we went to a football game.
You came to that?
Yeah, I've been dating your brother for 100 years.
No, but like you were with me and my dad in the back of the pickup truck. No, you weren't there in Austin that time.
No, but I was there one time and I'd never been to a college. Like,
I don't think I was with you when we went.
No?
No, we went different trips. I don't remember.
I just remember sitting next to a 90-year-old granny who was screaming at the top of her lungs.
Yeah, like they get really into it.
They get Americans and football. It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, not
really. It's intense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's different. Everyone tailgates and likes to turn up.
Yeah.
It's
just such a vibe. Like,
and my other brother went to University of Michigan. Same thing. They were both like good, fun schools like that.
Yeah.
Like, those are two incredible sports.
Like college football.
Yeah.
Like I remember we'd go to the UM game and like when, like, I don't know, I guess in football, they'd be kicking a field goal and everyone put up their newspapers and pretend like they don't give a fuck. They're not watching or paying attention. It was like, you guys are props? It was like the whole, and like you would see, it was like the sea of Michigan people. Everyone did
lifting newspapers
at the same time. Like, fuck you.
Wow.
It was so cool. Yeah.
School spirit.
That is school spirit.
Okay, can we stop now?
Yeah.
Are we good, Rye?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Right. All right. Well, this was nice and short and sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.